This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. It is now time for the Authors Page, a program where we tell you or tell you more about a Tennessee author. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Author Cheryl Payton was born and raised in Chicago, Illinois, but moved to the Knoxville area of Tennessee in 2003. Prior to writing books, Cheryl pursued several varied professions, all of which influenced the plots and characters of her uniquely engaging books. Cheryl developed an interest in writing from her mother, who was an editor of young adult fiction. She often read to Cheryl from galleys she was working on, and together they analyzed the writing styles and discussed such things as, do the conversations sound natural? Are you interested in the story? Can you keep the characters straight? Little did she know at the time how much these collaborations would influence her life's work. Cheryl attended Hood College, a small all-women's school in Frederick, Maryland, where she earned a bachelor's degree in art and art history. After college, her first job was as a caseworker for the Illinois Department of Public Aid on Chicago's South Side, followed by a career as an interior designer on Chicago's North Shore. Her third profession was as a paralegal. Assisting in court, Cheryl became acquainted with rules of evidence and courtroom procedures while honing her writing skills working on legal briefs. In 2011, Cheryl's first book was published. It was a thriller titled 6 Minutes to Midnight about an attack on a nuclear weapons convoy leaving the Y-12 plant in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, by a ragtag gang who succeeded in stealing a warhead despite their ineptness. Inspiration for this book came from a co-worker of Cheryl's who was a former nuclear weapons courier at Y-12. It was this first and very ambitious project that really ignited Cheryl's passion for writing, and she's been writing ever since. One of Cheryl's more notable books is a biography titled Walk On Through the Rain. It is an uplifting story of a young woman victimized by paralytic polio just prior to the development of the Salk vaccine. The book takes a look at life inside the polio wards of hospitals in the 1940s and 50s, when polio was an epidemic across the United States, and where children spent months at a time, often seeing their families for only 2 hours a week. In 2013, Cheryl launched her series of Alex Trotter Mysteries, which feature an impulsive, nosy tour operator slash amateur detective who escorts groups for fun and relaxation. Unfortunately, these trips become ill-fated vacations when murder intrudes on their itinerary. A favorite quote that has inspired Cheryl throughout her life is by George Bernard Shaw. Life is not about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. Today, Cheryl Payton continues to create a life for herself through writing, while also supporting other authors through an organization that she co-founded called the Authors Guild of Tennessee. Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. You can find more information at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Authors Page. We love telling you stories.